Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The state is not pursuing a fourth murder trial against Frances Choi. She was convicted of starting a fire that killed her parents in their Brockton home in 2003. A judge vacated her conviction earlier this year, in part because of racist emails written by the prosecutors who tried the case. At a hearing yesterday, Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz said he's dismissing the case. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Frances Choi's attorneys say this may be the first case in the country where a murder conviction's been thrown out because of explicit racial bias by prosecutors. Choi's co-counsel, Sharon Beckman, with Boston College Law School's Innocence Program, says typically that's tough to prove.
What's unusual here about this case is that the trial prosecutors wrote their race discrimination down. And we argued that race discrimination against the defendant and against the defendant's family in a first-degree murder case is structural constitutional error. It goes right to the heart of the integrity of the system.
After a five-year legal battle, many of the emails were released last year. They showed prosecutors mocking the Choi family and making racist comments about Asians. Plymouth DA Tim Cruz released a statement saying that justice and fairness were behind the decision not to prosecute again, and he said his office worked to identify a number of legal issues that could not be ignored. Attorney Beckman gives him credit.
What District Attorney Cruz here did is unusual, to admit to misconduct by his former prosecutors that occurred during his tenure, but it was the right thing to do.
One of the prosecutors, Karen O'Sullivan, now works in the Bristol County DA's office. The other prosecutor, John Bradley, left Cruz's office in 2012. In addition to the prosecutor's emails, new evidence emerged. For example, although a state police chemist testified during Choi's trials that gasoline residue was found on her sweatpants, testing analysis done after Choi's conviction disputed that. Attorney John Barter, who also represents Choi, says several factors were considered in dismissing the case.
The case was infected by official misconduct and judicial errors that are almost too numerous to describe. We're pleased that the court has recognized that these convictions must be vacated.
After her third trial in 2011, Choi was convicted on charges of setting fire to her family's Brockton home, killing her parents. Firefighters rescued the then 17-year-old Frances and her then 16-year-old nephew, Kenneth Choi. Initially, Kenneth was also charged but later acquitted. He fled to Hong Kong shortly before Frances's third trial. After a judge stayed her sentence in April, Frances Choi was released to home confinement. She had served almost 17 years in prison. In a statement yesterday, Choi said she's eager to have her life back and wants to live in a way that honors her parents. Barter says Choi wants to move forward.
It's been my pleasure to know this remarkable young woman and to have a role in her exoneration. Her enormous loss will never be corrected, but for now, she wants to live in peace with her family and to try to move on with her life.
He says Choi is the first woman of color exonerated in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.